Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about another set of strategies for creating change in our habits.
That's right.
And this article that we're going to be talking about comes from the Washington Post, and it's written, it's a interview. It's sort of the transcript of an interview that Bridget Schult did with Christine Whalen. Mm-hmm. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yes.
And the title is How to Build Good Habits and Actually Make Them Stick,
right.
which is probably the most important part. Mm-hmm. And so this is work based upon Christine Whalen's experience and model. Mm-hmm. She's a public sociologist at Wisconsin-Madison, okay. And she talks about the SMART system. Mm-hmm. And so she offers 10 strategies for creating change.
Right.
And we'll kind of go through some of those.
Right. And AARP has American Association of Retired Persons. You're moving inexorably toward that. I can't wait until you get your first letter from them. It's always a shock to know you're old. And AARP reminds you of that because you'll get a letter asking you to join.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fun. It's fun. Life's mile markers. So anyway, she's done something called Life Reimagined Institute. She's at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, mm-hmm. apparently, I think, on the faculty. She may just be a researcher there. I'm not sure what a public sociologist is.
I don't know.
Do you? No. I never. Not heard that before. Anyway, she came up with a system for change, and she begins with, and this is something you and I have talked about this week, mm-hmm. Probably as recently as yesterday, is that humans love routine.
Right.
They love their habits, and it's very difficult. She acknowledges it's really hard, and she acknowledges it's really, really hard to change a habit. So you have to take very specific steps. It's what we talked about yesterday with Brian Keene's work, is you can't just will yourself to change. You have to take very specific steps.
Right, yeah. It was interesting. The first question that was asked that's listed here in the article is, what does the science show works when it comes to trying to make a change?
Right.
And her first sentence is, the unsexy and unappealing truth is behavior change is hard because we're creatures of habit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that sort of encapsulates all
right.
of it.
And it's not easy to change. And all we have to do is think about New Year's resolutions.
Right.
You know, how many of us make resolutions, don't keep them. So this article is about making positive changes mm-hmm. and sticking to them.
Right.
That's the other thing that Brian Keene talks about
right.
in his book, where he says, you know, the first part of the book is information. The second part is you need a mindset. You need a certain mindset to keep these to keep the good habits going.
Right.
Okay? It's not
right.
just,
yeah.
it doesn't happen quickly, and it's not easy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go through these top 10 strategies for
right.
changing behavior. Number
mm-hmm.
one is to start small and choose one thing. You said that yesterday.
We said that yesterday.
The idea is you got to start with something that you can accomplish.
Right.
You know, you
right.
don't want to start out your exercise, your life as someone who exercises by saying, I'm going to run a 10K.
That's right.
That's not going
marathon,
to you know? Work.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to start small and then build from there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That one's pretty, hopefully,
right.
pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is to make it SMART.
Right.
And there's her acronym, SMART.
Right.
And so SMART stands for specific, measurable, a reward
right.
for sticking to it, and trackable.
Right.
So let's very quickly we'll talk about those four things. It has to be specific.
Right.
You know, I often encourage folks to avoid goals such as I want to get in shape,
mm-hmm.
or I want to
lose weight.
That it's a very general, mm-hmm. non-specific goal. And when do you know when you've accomplished that goal?
Right.
So, you know, there are some goals that it's okay to be general. Like, I would like to live a healthier lifestyle. Okay, that's great. But for the purpose of creating that initial change, it has to be very specific.
Right.
I want to stop eating excess sugar. Mm-hmm. That's a specific goal that is measurable. We'll get to the next ones, and you know you can there's some inherent rewards to it. We'll get to those pieces in just a second, but it's a very specific, identifiable. That is an example of it. That is not an example mm-hmm. of it.
Right.
So a very specific goal as you're getting started.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Measurable. You want to make sure that your specific goal is one that you can evaluate along the mm-hmm. way. That you can say, I ate this many grams of excess sugar today, or right. I ran this many miles mm-hmm. this week, or I did this or I did that. Something that you can put a measurement to,
mm-hmm.
so you can see and evaluate your progress towards your goal.
Right.
The reward part, there's a reward for sticking to it. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's some extrinsic reward that you set up that says, hey, it's not a good idea to say my reward for cutting back sugar is to have a milkshake.
That's, right.
That's not that's not a good idea. You want your reward to be consistent with what you're doing.
You know, I think about Brian Keene, mm-hmm. you know, when he said that he got his serotonin. He was eating mm-hmm. chocolate because he wanted the serotonin.
Yeah.
He said, now I get my serotonin from my workout.
Right.
You know? And that's his reward. So mm-hmm. it's an intrinsic reward.
Right.
It's getting the same reward.
Yeah.
You can get it with chocolate. You can get it with working out. Working out is healthier.
Right. Mm-hmm. So your reward may be to go, you know, if you eat excess, if you decrease your sugar intake or you
right.
exercise a certain amount per week that you said that you're going to, mm-hmm. Your reward could be to go to the movies or, you know,
right.
something extrinsic. Because sometimes the intrinsic is difficult
right.
at the beginning.
It is.
So setting up that extrinsic motivator. Mm-hmm. And the final thing is trackable. You
right.
want to be able to look at your progress over time.
Right.
And that goes back to the measurable piece.
Right.
You want to be able to look and see over time that you're moving towards your
yeah,
goal.
Yeah, and you can't confuse those two things. It has to be a measurable thing that you select.
Right.
You know, that you're either measuring grams or distance
mm-hmm.
or time. That you can measure it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also able to track your progress
right.
over time. So that's different. You're using the same measure, but you're tracking your progress
right.
over time.
And for that reason, sometimes weight is difficult to use as
right.
your measure because
yeah.
sure, you can measure it, but it's difficult to measure to track over time
right.
because, you know, you could have a really great day and weigh one thing, and then the next day feel like you had an equally great day,
right.
but because of the time that you weighed mm-hmm. or whatever, you could
right.
actually have increased by a couple
right.
pounds. And it has nothing to do with anything except that's just where you were that time
yeah.
of day. You hadn't
right.
you know, hadn't exercised yet, or you hadn't gone to the restroom even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that makes a tremendous difference.
Right.
So, you know, make sure that it's trackable.
Right. Now, this third one is interesting.
Yes.
Because, again, this is one of those ones that I
yeah.
never would have thought to add.
Right.
What are you subtracting or
mm-hmm.
what are you removing by doing
right.
this new thing?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So one was starting small. Two was make it smart. Three is figuring out what you're going to add and subtract
by doing
to make
this.
Room for it.
Right.
Right.
Because if you're going to add a gym workout.
Right. You're losing time.
What are you taking away?
Right.
What are you taking out of your life if you
right.
if you add a gym workout?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that may be obvious, such as a television program or two
mm-hmm.
that you're watching.
Mm-hmm. Time with family.
Right. But it could be time with family. It could be
mm-hmm.
things that are maybe more important to you, and that's going to interfere with your motivation to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're giving up time with family, and time with family is very important to you, you're not going to be as likely to stick to it.
Let me give you a very personal example.
All right. I like personal examples.
All right. I used to run in the morning. But that's when I didn't have to be at work until later because I taught.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that we have the practice, we start very early in the morning.
Right.
So if I want to
mm-hmm.
start my exercise routine in the morning again, what I'm going to be giving up is time here.
Right.
Okay. If I tell you,
right.
look, Bernie, I'm gonna run from 5:30 to 6:30, well, that changes
mm-hmm.
the whole morning routine.
Okay. Right.
And so you have to know what you're giving up.
Right.
And I haven't been willing to give up the morning work routine for the exercise
right.
routine. So therefore, I have to move the exercise mm-hmm. time. Either we have to change the morning routine, or I have to move the exercise time.
Right.
Okay. So think about that
yeah.
before you start, because if you don't really want to give that up,
right, it's not going to happen.
It's you're not going to sustain it. Remember, what this is about is how do you sustain it?
Right.
And you're not going to sustain something if you're giving something up that you really like.
Right. Number four is ask why. Make
right.
sure that you really want it.
That's right.
And something that you really want, not just something that you should
right.
do or something that would be great to do,
mm-hmm.
but something that you really want to do.
Right.
Again, that is that intrinsic motivating mm-hmm. factor that has to be present if you're really going to sustain
right.
A change. Number five is to go public and make it a commitment strategy. If we need one more positive
right.
to social media, it would be this. When you announce
That's
on
right.
Facebook that I'm doing this, or I'm, put out on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm starting this new exercise thing, and, you know, here's my before picture, or those kinds of things. You're committing yourself in a public forum.
Right.
And again, you're more likely to work towards it
mm-hmm.
if you've made that type of
right.
Public commitment.
Even if you make that commitment at the office.
Right.
Know, people
right.
will keep, they'll hold you to it. I think about a year ago, we talked about Jackie Gleason. He had a variety show on
uh-huh.
Saturday nights
yeah.
years and years ago. And he was overweight, okay, big belly, kind of round. And he weighed himself
mm-hmm.
on a scale on national TV, and he had a huge following. On national TV, every Saturday night, he stepped on a scale. That's a public commitment.
That is a public
okay,
commitment.
That'll keep you going from week to week.
Yeah.
Okay, and they would measure his weight over the months that he was off TV.
That's
yep.
a commitment.
Yeah. But I like maybe the only good use of social media is to make these kind of public commitments.
I didn't say the only good use.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said yet another good use.
I tried to.
You try to switch it.
Okay.
The next, number six, is to get help from your community.
That's
this
right.
is, again,
don't do
similar.
It alone. All right.
Don't do it alone. So if you need a partner to hold you to
mm-hmm.
it, because there will be days when you're less committed and days when they're less committed.
Right.
But if you're working on it together, then the likelihood of you both being not
right.
really with it on a particular day is less likely.
And you can encourage each other. You can say, oh, I really had to struggle today, or
mm-hmm.
you know, it was really hard. So you know that you're not the only one.
Right.
If you feel that you're the only one making these sacrifices, because it's going to be hard in the beginning,
yeah.
if you feel like you're the only one doing it,
right.
you're going to get you could get discouraged. So go ahead and if it helps you to get a partner,
mm-hmm.
an exercise partner, a diet partner, food, whatever it is,
yeah.
Go ahead and use a partner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number seven is to automate. Make the change
automatic. Right.
Again, we kind of talked about that yesterday with the routine cue reward
right.
system,
mm-hmm.
that you want to make it an automatic thing. That's going to come with practice. That's going to come with doing it repetitively.
Yeah, you have to do it. You have to set it up so that it happens routinely.
Right.
It can't be a new experience every day. You
mm-hmm.
know, that I'm going to do it in the morning, and then I'm going to do it at night, and then I'm going to do it in the afternoon. No, you have to. It has to become
right.
routinized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Otherwise, you're less likely to do it.
Right. And number eight sort of incorporates a couple of the other ones that we've talked about, and that is to take small steps.
Right.
You know, you don't want to, you're not going to go from 0 to 50. You need to
mm-hmm.
go from 0 to 1.
Right.
Then to 2 to 3, and so on.
Right.
You're not going to always make these huge jumps. When people work to lose weight, for example,
right.
oftentimes when we make changes in our habits,
mm-hmm.
we'll see a relatively significant
right.
change pretty quickly,
mm-hmm.
right? But then we plateau. And what you're getting rid of during that first little phase is, you know,
lots of
excess stuff, whether
mm-hmm.
it's excess water or whatever. And you're getting rid of that. And then you're going to plateau a little bit, and the progress is going to slow considerably. That's when a lot of people get discouraged
That's
and
the
they
discouragement.
Stop.
Right.
So you've got to take those small steps. Realize what's happening at the initial part. That initially there's a lot of motivation. There's a lot of
mm-hmm.
energy that you're putting into it, and just at about the 2 week mark, 2 to 3
right.
week mark, is when we start to lose some of that motivation.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we're plateauing, And so you have to keep an eye on those small steps to keep your motivation and keep yourself mm-hmm. moving in the direction you want to go.
Right. And there's another issue with small steps. It actually relates to 7 and 8.
Yes.
Part of the automate and part of the small steps is something called tiny habits.
Right.
And tiny habits are things, and this is going to change my routine. One man wanted to start doing push-ups,
mm-hmm.
okay, and he wanted to do them. He wanted to get in the habit of doing them all the time. Now, I don't know whether you're a push-up fan, but it's not something you look forward to because push-ups are hard to do, especially when you're first starting. So what he decided to do was every time he went to the bathroom, he would do 3 push-ups. Now, most of us can do 3 push-ups.
Mm-hmm. But as long as it's not a public bathroom, because that would be...
You wouldn't want to do push-ups in a public bathroom.
No.
No?
Why would you want to put your hands on
You don't have
floor?
To do it in the bathroom.
Oh.
When he went to the bathroom.
Oh.
Each time he felt...
In the bathroom.
So if he went to the bathroom 10 times a day,
mm-hmm.
I don't know whether he did or not, he did 30 push-ups.
Yeah.
So he was doing 30 push-ups every day, and it became automatic... The automate part is it became automatic because it was tied to something that he did routinely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We see patients every hour.
Yeah.
You know, we could say, okay, every time I'm between patients, I'm going to do 3 push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would be 30 push-ups or 25 or 30 push-ups a day. Or pick some routine that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's that cue response that we talked about earlier. So it fits in with routine cue reward, the
mm-hmm.
reward system, because you're cueing yourself differently.
Right.
And this guy did it every time. I don't know that you go to the bathroom. Well, I suppose you would in the course of a day go to the bathroom 10 times, right?
I don't know. Depends on how
I never
old
counted
you are.
It.
How old you are. Number 9 relates to this as well.
Wait a minute. Okay, number 9.
Because you need to celebrate those small steps.
That's right.
To boost your self-efficacy, your self-esteem, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. So you need to celebrate those small steps that you're mm-hmm. you're accomplishing. So, you know, sure you lost, you know, 5 pounds in the first 2 weeks, and then you're losing maybe a pound in every 2 weeks thereafter.
Right.
Celebrate those 1 pound changes, because
mm-hmm.
they're still significant.
Right. Yep.
And then number 10 is to stick with it. The longer the better.
How many days? 90.
Well, yeah.
She says 90 days.
Yeah. It's got to be a while, folks, because remember, we like routine, and your body is going to automatically want to revert to the routine of least resistance.
Right.
And so that routine of least resistance is going to be the sofa or the recliner and those kinds of things. So if you're really working to make some changes in your life, unless that change is to sit in your recliner more, because mm-hmm. that routine would be pretty easy to create.
Right.
Maybe, unless you have like ADHD or your mom. My mom, there's no way
she couldn't
sit down in a chair for that long.
Not long.
So, unless your routine is something like that,
mm-hmm.
or what you're trying to change is something like that, you know, you got to make sure you stick with it, because it's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm.
And even after the 60 to 90 days that it takes to create a new habit, to really reinforce and strengthen a new habit, a little slip,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not sticking to it, you can easily fall back.
You're
going to
fall back, right? Mm-hmm. It's really easy to do. And I think you're going to have to push through that, you know, that first 2 weeks, like you said, you're going to plateau. But you have, if you want to build a new habit, it's going to take 30, 60, or 90 days. And you probably won't completely change till 90 days. You can actually build a new habit in some things in 30 days. People say, well, how many days is it? Well, the research shows that it depends what you're trying to change.
Right.
Some things you can change in 30 days, other things take 90 days.
Right.
But by the time you get to, if you've done something for 3 months, you're probably going to stick with it.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And she has one other, you know, she has one other piece of advice before we leave this. And she says, rather than thinking in terms of what you should do, think in terms of what you want to do.
Right.
Whether it's, so first of all, it's your goal. I want to mm-hmm. lose weight. Mm-hmm. I want to cut down on my sugar. But it's also, I should start exercising. Well, maybe I don't like to exercise, okay? So what are you willing to do?
Right.
You don't want to run? Are you willing to walk? You don't mm-hmm. want to walk? Are you willing to bike? You don't want to bike? Are you willing to... I don't like to be outside. Then get something that you can do inside.
Right.
What do I want to do? Because it has to be something... I want to exercise. And then know your limitations,
mm-hmm.
know your boundaries, And then set up your exercise so that it works for you. Absolutely. So you're not doing what, well, people say I should do this and I should. No, do what works for you. Absolutely. What do you want to do?
Yeah. All right.
So that's it. Good advice here. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're listening to this podcast on the day that it came out, this is the 17th, tonight.
Thursday. That's right.
Check it Tonight's out tonight. Mm-hmm. We're doing our live YouTube event for the movie review of the film, The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Mm-hmm.
Great film.
Fun movie.
Can't wait to be talking about it. And we hope that you can join us in the YouTube chat and interact with us, ask questions, give your feedback, give your thoughts about it. Because, again, it's a great movie. Lots of psychological things that we can talk about with it, including lots of things with self-esteem and those kinds of issues.
Love to have you live.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So join us for that. Yeah. That will be this evening on the 17th. You know what? If you can't, though, tomorrow on the...
Friday.
Yeah, on Friday, we're going to be posting the recording of it. So you'll be able to listen to it. You won't be able to interact with us live, but that's okay because you can still write us notes and send us messages and stuff on what you think or questions about it. So, all right.
Yep.
That's good. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.